Britain's government is promising a high-level investigation of photographs that allegedly show British troops abusing Iraqi prisoners. In the midst of the uproar over American abuse, a tabloid newspaper, the Daily Mirror, published images showing British maltreatment. Now, British media are raising doubts about their authenticity. NPR's Emily Harris is in London. And Emily, what do these photos show?
Well, they show people allegedly who are British soldiers abusing one man in a variety of different pictures. The cover of the Daily Mirror, which published these photographs on Saturday, shows the back of a soldier urinating on a man who's on the floor wearing a burlap sack over his head and has his hands behind his back. Other photos on the inside show a man in a soldier uniform hitting this man on the floor with a gun. Another one shows the gun to his head, and another one shows kicking this man who's lying on the floor. The questions have been raised for a variety of reasons. The pictures do appear somewhat staged. Other critics of them have said the person on the floor, who is allegedly an Iraqi prisoner, looks too clean. And there's also been points raised about the uniforms and the weapons in the pictures. It's said that these are not the uniforms or weapons that have been issued to the Queen's Lancaster Regiment, which is where these photos allegedly came from. The Daily Mirror, which published them, is insisting that they are from people who are currently serving. And there's an investigation going on to determine both the authenticity and whether abuse took place.
Now, this story is surprising to some people, Emily, because, as you know from your reporting there, British troops have been portrayed as running a smoother operation in southern Iraq, of getting along better with the Iraqis than the Americans have elsewhere. But these photos aren't the only allegations against the British.
There have been 10 cases of abuse of prisoners under UK custody in Iraq that have been investigated by the military here. Five of them were complete and three were dismissed, and then the other seven are still pending. So there definitely have been some in the past. All of those had to do with abusing prisoners under UK control in Iraq. The photo investigation is separate. And even if these photos do turn out to be fake, some people have told me, I spoke with, for example, a current Navy officer today who said they look fake to him partially because there are no faces shown. And he thought if soldiers were going to take pictures of themselves, they would show their faces. That was his impression. But he also said that the damage has already been done. And he meant in terms of the UK's image, which is exactly what's at stake here, partially.
What sort of damage has been done to the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair?
Well, that is the question of the hour in the political world here in the UK. These photos come at a very difficult time for Blair. Today is the kickoff for local elections, and there's both speculation and some poll numbers to back up that Blair is at one of the weakest points of his career politically right now. Last week, 52 retired diplomats sent a letter to Prime Minister Blair criticizing both his Mideast policy and the UK's participation in Iraq, and it significantly said that it is wise for the UK to participate, to cooperate as closely as possible with the US on Iraq and in the Mideast, but if there's no influence from the UK available or welcome from the White House, there's no cause to support policies that are doomed to fail.
Okay. NPR's Emily Harris in London.